Ew, Jade Harrison. So we just all endured quite a bit of time cooped up indoors with those who may or may not get along with too well, actually. Turns out that most people chose DIY projects to do during lockdown times, with painting coming in as the number one ISO project, which is a bit surprising to me. Nick from Sunshine Mitre 10 is here. Nick, I'm not sure what's going on here. I know when I tried to paint my apartment, my partner and I almost divorced. It was a disaster. Thought we'd give it a paint and make some money. And yeah, we nearly divorced within 2 hours. What are people painting?
Feature walls. We've seen a real big increase in feature walls during this isolation period. And the reason being is it's one of the cheapest forms of renovation. So you think about doing a renovation around your house. You're not a tradie. You're a weekend warrior like myself. And you go, what can I do? Mm. A feature wall you can do from start to finish within 2 hours at a bold, bright colour to your house, and it changes the whole look and feel of the property.
It does. It's such a good way to add value, but I'm pretty surprised that feature walls are back in because it's so 90s. I thought we'd well moved on from the bold feature wall, but it's made a comeback.
Yeah, look, 90s, 80s, you know, even the 70s when the business was around, you know, the crackle paint, the eggshell finish on the walls was the in thing. But over the 110 years that our business has been around, I've seen numerous trends.
I bet you have.
The funny enough thing is, though, is what was cool 20 years ago comes back around 20 years later to be still cool again. And we're seeing that now with feature walls, and in particular the younger generation wanting to have those bold, bright, burnt orange colours or the bold, bright blues, and it's seeing a real resurgence.
Interesting. And you know what else? I've had a lot of girlfriends during ISO kind of decide they're going to start their own veggie patches and grow herbs, and which is great, become a lot more self-sufficient.
Yeah, veggies were huge for us during this period. You know, it caught us by surprise, the fact that so many people would come in and go, I'm looking for something to do. I want to grow my own vegetables. I want to be self-sufficient. I don't want to go to a shop. I want to stay home. And we're like, fine, we can help you. So yeah, just people wanting to buy the tomatoes, the carrots, the spring onions, the coriander, the parsley.
Just, oh, no one can grow coriander. Come on, I've tried to grow stuff 1,000 times.
It's one of those tricky ones, coriander. It's, you're either in or you're out. So
you either love it or you hate it. I love it, but I can't grow it. So there you go. Feature walls and veggie gardens. We're all over it now. You're on Hot Weekender.